What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty, powerful, majestic, awesome, consuming. And that's what he is. He's a consuming fire. What a great God we serve. And the song is in my spirit today. He is Lord. He is Lord. He has risen from the dead. And he is Lord. Now, guess what? Every knee going to have to bow. My God, every knee is going to have to bow. And every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. To the glory of God the Father. We serve a great God. He's awesome. And amen. Because he is the God he is the greatest power. Therefore, we have a confidence. And guess what that confidence is? Amen. That we will never, ever, ever be defeated. You know, I want you to understand something that we're not praying because we have nothing else to do. You know, I love the word. I absolutely love to study the word. I love to get into the word. I was having a conversation with somebody today about the scriptures because the scriptures is my passion. I mean, I can be in the word all day. I can talk about the Bible all day. That's just something that I love to do. However, one thing that I understand is that just because it's in the word doesn't mean it's going to manifest in my life just because it's written, just because it's prophesied. Just because it's spoken, and that's why I familiarize myself with the word of God, to know what belongs to me. I told you, the slaves end up staying in bondage for hundreds of years because the emancipation had set them free, but they had no knowledge of it. And that's what's wrong with the church today. I don't mean that arrogantly, like I have everything right, but that's one of the problems that is wrong with us as the body of Christ today. Is ignorance. The Bible says that what Israel lacked was what? Teaching priests. We love shouting. We love dancing and screaming and falling out and hollering. Amen. And trust me, I can do it with the best of them. I love to quicken. I love to shout and dance. But I'm going to tell you something about my quickening. I got something behind mine. Amen. I got knowledge behind my quickening. I got revelation behind my quickening. I have understanding because ain't nothing wrong with getting something. But in all you're getting, what the Bible say. Get an understanding. So I want you to understand that we have to come into the revelation of teaching. That's what Israel lacked, was teaching priests. And we're lacking that in the church today. We're lacking it in the body of Christ. But we're really lacking it as it comes to prayer. That's something that we used to was taught to do. We were taught to pray. I remember as a young man going to prayer meeting on Wednesday nights with my mother. And I didn't know how to pray, but I remember my pastor walking up to me at the time. Told me, don't just sit there and say nothing. She said, just walk around and call on the name of Jesus. Amen. They believed in the power that was in that name. Acts 4:12. Neither is there salvation in any other name other than the name of Jesus. Philippians 2. Wherefore God hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Amen. That at that name every knee should bow. The Bible said things in heaven, things under the earth. In the Greek, that word is not things, it's those. Every principality and power has to bow at the name of Jesus. So I was taught that as a kid, walk around and say Jesus. Amen. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved, shall be delivered. So we understood there was power in that name. We understood the authority of that name. We understood, hallelujah, that name is what gives you access. You can't come in your name. You don't have no power. But my God, if you come in the authority of what Jesus did at Calvary, what an anointing that you walk in because you're standing in the stead of him. It's just like you go into a store. And amen. There's a friend of mine there in Jacksonville on the soup place. And all you have to do is come there and tell them that I sent you. And if you tell them I sent you, that's the end of the discussion. You're going to get whatever suit you want. And going to get in there and won't even have to pay for it. Now, I'm going to have to pay for it. Amen. But you won't have to pay for it. Why? Because you went in my name. Well, there are benefits that belong to you. Psalm 103, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Amen. We've obtained like precious faith. I think that's over there in 2 Peter chapter 1. There are promises that belong to us, but they belong to us because we are heirs. If not heirs, we're joint heirs. Amen. We have the spirit. We've not received the spirit of bondage. Amen. But we've received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, what? Abba, Father. That's what the word of God declares. And it is true. We're not just heirs, we're joint heirs with Christ Jesus. Whatever he gets, I get. Whatever he is, I am. Can't talk about him and don't talk about me. So I stand in his stead. I've suffered with him. And because I've suffered with him, guess what? I do reign with him. So there are benefits that come with knowing him. And you have to use those benefits in prayer. Remember, I told you that one weapon of exemption is the blood. That when you use the blood, it causes death, disease, infirmity to back up off of you. Because the blood symbolizes death. And death ain't coming to death. So when Jesus, in Exodus the 14th chapter, when God was passing through the land and he saw that blood, amen, that death angel saw that blood on the doorpost, that blood was symbolic that somebody had already died. So there was no need for death. Well, guess what? The reason the devil can't kill you is because you already died. When did you die? You died with Christ. But you have to know these things so you can understand all of these weapons that belong to you. The name of Jesus is a weapon. You got to know that the blood is a weapon. Got to know when to use fire, when to use wind, what wind to use, whether to use the east wind, the west wind. These are all things that you have to know when you engage in prayer, and especially when you engage in spiritual warfare. So these are things that we have to come into a revelation and an understanding of, so it gives us power over the devil. Now, we're going to pray some things, and I want you to hear me, because there's a law that governs greatness. There's a law that governs greatness and being relevant. The Bible declares that the gift of a man will make room for him. And I need you to understand that as long as you're on the begging side, you will always remain a slave. Your gift will make room for you. As long as you're on the begging side, needing someone to do something for you, you will always remain a slave. But your gift and your greatest gift that you can have as a believer, the greatest gift you can have is the anointing. And let me tell you something. There's a price that you pay to carry that anointing. And when you pay that price to die, amen, when you pay the price for that anointing, you will never die in a complex. I don't mean this arrogantly, but I'm telling you that as long as I flow in that gift and that grace and that anointing, I'm set up in a place I will never go under. Now, I don't mean that arrogantly. You have to hear me by the Spirit of grace. But I will never go under. I will never be defeated. I will never be destroyed. I don't care what comes against me. Not because of me, but because of the anointing that rests upon my life. They sent out a decree, and they said, seek for a man that is discreet and wise, that you may set him over the affairs of Egypt. Remember, that decree went out. There was only one person that was able to do it, and that was Joseph. Joseph was the only person that had the anointing. He was the only person that was discreet and wise, that was able to be set over the affairs of Egypt. Everyone needs an unction of the Holy Ghost. Everyone needs a gift, a talent, an ability that sets you aside. Never forget, I heard a bishop, I believe it was Bishop Powell, say years ago, that this is the hour of the specialist. You have to specialize in something. It's not enough just to dance and shout or to just be a good preacher. What is your specialty? What sets you apart from everybody else? Yeah, you can cook. But what's different about your food? Yeah, you can sing. But what's different about your voice? Yeah, you can preach. But what's different about the word you preach? This is the hour of the specialist. And everyone needs an unction of the Holy Ghost. Now, I'm going to say it again. I'm never going to beg. I will never beg. I will never beg. Why? Because I'm anointed. I'm anointed. That ain't arrogance. That's the truth. I'll never be defeated because I'm anointed and I found my specialty. And you need to ask yourself, who is ready to pay you for what you carry? So I'm just trying to show you these are laws that govern greatness. Private companies are the ones who are responsible for the majority of jobs. Private companies, not government jobs. Thank God for the government. But the government is only responsible for so much. God, I'm asking you today to put something on my life that will cause men to look for me. Hey, hey. That's what you need to have, because your gift and your ability and your anointing, hallelujah, will cause Gentiles to look for you. Raise your right hand and say in the name of Jesus, Lord, put something on my life that will cause men to look for me. Now, Now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you that your word declares that my gift makes room for me, and it brings me before great men. Father, I'm asking you to place something upon my life. Place something upon the life of my children. Place something upon KCC. Place something upon my business that will cause men from everywhere, from the north, the south, the east, and the west, to seek us out, to seek me out. Put a word in my mouth, a revelatory word, a distinct word, a distinguished word, an uncommon word, an original word. Place a word in my mouth that will cause people to come from near and far to hear the word of the Lord that is in my mouth. You gave Leroy Thompson a revelation entitled Money Cometh. You gave Miles Monroe, hallelujah, a word concerning purpose and the purpose. Yeah, purpose. You gave, hallelujah, these different people words and specialties. You gave Juanita Bynum a word, prophetess Juanita Bynum, a word concerning normal sheep. You gave Bishop Jakes a word in concerning woman thou art loose. You gave Rod Parsley a word concerning breakthrough. You gave Pastor Benny an anointing for healing. Father, by divine authority, by the blood of the power of God, you gave Pastor Dollar an anointing concerning prosperity. Nothing missing, nothing broken. I'm asking you to place something upon my life. Place something upon KCC. Place something upon my children, upon my family, upon my business that sets us apart, that causes men to look for me from near and far. I declare that kings will come to the brightness of my rising. I declare that Gentiles will come to my side. Father, I thank you that you are placing an ability on me that makes me an endangered species. Make me an place an anointing upon me that makes me an endangered species, an anointing that makes men and women seek me. Place a grace upon me that causes millionaires and billionaires, doctors and lawyers, oh God, scholars and entrepreneurs to seek what is in my mouth. Thank you that the gift of God and the word of the Lord will come out of my mouth with precision, with accuracy. Thank you that kings are looking for me. Thank you that governors and mayors and presidents, prime ministers are looking for me because of the distinctness that is on my life. I declare it, I decree it, and declare that it is so in the name of Jesus. Labashate, Libankala di Bala Mandalosa. Are you listening to me? Come on. Mark chapter 1. You hearing that? Mark chapter 1. Amen. This is the year that you're going to be distinct. This is the year that you're going to be set aside. This is the year that you're going to make more than you've ever made. You're going to have more than you've ever had. Because you're distinct. Your food is distinct. Your mind is distinct. Your ability to teach is distinct. Your ability to sing is distinct. You are not like everybody else. You don't move like everybody else. You don't talk like everybody else. You are different. Mele, le mankala di basa, zele bandola kutalahaya, ye balabahashakala, rebere di bandili mikiankala mahosomo. Muliki limi, liluku liminki alabakasa. Mark chapter 1. Look at what Mark chapter 1, verse 36 says. My God, I pray you are getting this. Mark 1:36. Look at what it says. Hallelujah. And Simon and they that were with him followed after him. Verse 37. And when they had found him, they said unto him, all men seek thee. Oh, you got to be relevant in this hour. You can't just be doing what you're doing. Amen. Ain't nobody calling on you if you ain't relevant. Anybody calling on you if you're not distinct and different from nobody else. We're declaring that you must be relevant. We're declaring today that every potential that's locked up in you, every idea, every blessing, every gifting, that's on the inside of you, We're declaring that stuff is being released. Halabashakalamandia. This is a scripture in Mark 1 where they came to him with treasures because of who he was. Raise your right hand and say in the name of Jesus, every potential, every gift, every ability locked up in me, I command a release of that gift now. Now, now, lift your voice and command that thing to be released. Father, in the name of Jesus, by divine authority, I command every potential locked in me, every idea locked up in me, every blessing, every gifting in me that is going to cause men to look for me with their treasures and with their bounty. Father, I declare that healing anointing that is on the inside of me, that deliverance anointing, that leadership ability, that intellectual grace, whatever grace you place on the inside of me, I cry for release. And I command an activation. I command an activation. I command an activation. I command the release of the gift of prophecy, the gift of word of knowledge, the gift of faith and working of miracles. Father, I command the release in the life of KCC. Every individual who is sitting under this anointing, that is sitting under this grace, that is sitting under this power, I command the release. Hey, 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 I command the release. And I command an activation of every gift, of every ability, of every idea that is locked up in them. Father, I declare that men from near and far, ha, ha, haba, habasha, habiosi, ilamakataya, mile mandala hoza, lebelekian kalamandilimia. Father, I declare that men from near and far will seek them out. Hey, will seek us out for what is in our belly, for that anointing that you placed upon us. Father, every potential that is lying dormant, every potential that is not being used, every potential that is sitting and is dead, I command those potentials to be activated. I command the release of those gifts. I command the release of those abilities. Father, in the name of Jesus, every gift, every ability, every talent that is locked up in any man, woman, boy, or girl who is on my staff, who is in KCC, who is connected to my life, I command a release. I command an activation. Hey, 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 I am tired of begging and asking for others. Lift your voice and pray. Come on, pray with your heart and declare you are tired. Allah. I am tired of having to seek others out. I am tired of having to go to others. Father, in the name of Jesus, may there be a release. 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 Hey, hey, Shata. Hey, Mikata Laba. Rebelele Bandalo Bobo Sika. Lelandilimi Adolohosa. Zalendele Kikatala. Lebrondolo Kubala Kisne. Levandilimi Azo. In the name of Jesus. There's a special anointing that can come upon you. Yes, and it can change your life. That a special anointing can come upon you and it can change your life. See, when little brings much, it's anointed. When much brings much, it's scientific. When much brings little, it's demonic. But when little brings much, it has to be anointed. Let me say that again if you didn't get it. I say when little brings much, it's an anointing. When much brings much, it's scientific. But when much brings little, it's demonic. But when little brings much, it has to be anointed. There's an anointing on you that it don't take a whole bunch, but God can cause an anointing to come on you that will cause people to seek you from everywhere. And I declare that this is the year and this is the time that men will come from everywhere to see what's on your life, to hear what's in your belly, to see what you are seeing. Hey, 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 command it. Hey, decree it. Hey, mileleba. Landele kitalabaya, robolobo shukuma, lemandili azi, zikalaman kalabiala, lebandala hota, landele be, hey, 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 shata, hey, mikobo shata, lemandele balabade di alabaza, lebankala miankala doboho, robolobo zikelele me. Psalm 30, Mende. Last scripture, Psalm 30. Psalm 30, verse 11. Psalm 30. Udarababa shandede bobosa. Yandede de bandede de orobo sikala la mandala bashatia. Psalm 30, 11. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness. We are decreeing today that every grief and every mourning, every bad thing in your life, he's going to turn it into a dance. I say we are commanding that. We are decreeing that. That we're going to dance. That we're going to celebrate. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus, God, turn my grief, turn my mourning into dancing. Now, now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I declare and I decree that I will dance, that I'm going to celebrate. I declare that I'm going to dance in my church. I'm going to dance in my house. I'm going to dance at my job. I declare that instead of mourning, I'm going to dance. I declare that instead of sorrow, I'm going to dance. Instead of complaining, I will dance. I thank you that every bad season is being turned into a good season. I thank you that according to the promise, on the account of Romans 8, all things today are working together for my good. I thank you that every setback is a setup. I thank you that every setback is a setup. I thank you that you are turning every attack, every attack, every attack, every attack, every scandal. Oh God, every blooper, every mistake, every blunder, all mishaps and mistakes in my life. I thank you that they're being used for your glory. I thank you that you are turning it for my good because I belong to you, because I love you, because I am the call according to your purpose. I command a turn. Let it turn. Hele bashila robokula. Lemandele la baladadi di alamando robosakia. Ikandidi osha. Ikandidi osha. Ikandidi osha. Ikandidi osha. Ikandidi osha. Manini mi ankana roboho. Robosa loboho. Mikatalamandia. Lebandele kikaladaso. Robokatuli mi ankalade. Dele di bansaya. Lakanini mi andele usna. Alazia. Alazia. Alla bukuvi ankeleve, le brostele ankatile de esnoma, esnonimi ikanda, la bili andele edele antala uku, le kulebi anza, turn it in our favor, turn it in the life of our children, turn it in the life of my husband, turn it in the life of my wife, turn it in the life of my ministry. Father, I declare that all mourning be turned into dancing, that all grief be turned into dancing. I will dance in destruction and in famine. I will dance. I thank you that you shall fill my mouth with laughing. Turn my captivity. Turn our captivity. Hey, 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 we decree it in the name of Jesus. Move while this anointing is flowing. Move while this anointing is flowing. $PBCJR. The anointing is on this. You're sowing a seed of $30.11. If I was you, I wouldn't hesitate. I wouldn't wait. Move while this anointing is flowing right now. God said, I'm turning things. I'm turning things. I'm turning things. I prophesied to y'all and I told y'all that China was going to back Russia. God has spoken to me. Some other things that are getting ready to happen. But God told me that China's relationship with Russia is getting ready to grow. And you're going to eventually see them come together as one nation. The Lord spoke to me and said to me, Ele bashakala mandala maziko lolobokosha. God told me that these so-called temporary suspension of various businesses departing Russia is going to end up becoming permanent decision. It's not just going to be temporary. These things are going to be permanent. The Lord spoke to me and said, a sign be unto you that this is thus says the Lord. He said there's a famous talk show host that's getting ready to have a run-in with surgery or a sudden moment to be concerned with health. That's what God spoke to me. I want you right now to go to $PBCJR, Kingdom City Culture. You can give it at briankarn.com. You can give it at briankarn.org. But the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me and said to me that you will see it come to pass. The Lord also kept speaking to me Monroe Doctrine. He said Monroe Doctrine. I don't even know what that means, but remember that. He said Monroe Doctrine will be in effect in this next season. I also heard Roosevelt Doctrine, but I hear Monroe Doctrine. And the Spirit of God has declared something is getting ready to come up concerning Monroe Doctrine. Just remember that word. Remember that. You're going to hear about it. This is the season of the turn. Things are turning for you. We are meeting in Atlanta, and we're sealing some things in intercession. We're sealing some things in prayer. We're sealing some things on the altar. Why? Because we know that anything that's going to turn is turning as a result of prayer. I'm challenging all of you right now. I feel this strong to sow a seed of $30.11. It's a turn seed. It's a turn seed. When the Lord turned the captivity of Zion, Lord, turn our mourning into dancing. And that's what he has done. You're praying that the rest of the day. You're praying for a turn. You're praying for a shift. Ha! You're praying for a move. Mele, alaba, andele kutala hazia, zilandili biki dele biandolo bo shata, rabalala bandele balabandolo bo bo diasira mahaya. Hey, mika rabohosha. $PVCJR, $KingdomCityCulture, BrianKarn.com, BrianKarn.org, P.O. Box 11507, Jacksonville, Florida 32239. I may make a decision. If there's anybody, I may close the church during the shut-in. All right? The Lord has called us to 24 hours of prayer. But if I need to, if there's people that desire to go, now if you're not going to be there, we can keep the church open. But if there's anybody that really desire to go to this prayer meeting, because I'm telling you, this prayer meeting in Atlanta is going to be a shift. God say March is a month of preparation. And this prayer meeting in Atlanta is going to be a major turn in your life. That's why if I was you, I would push it and sacrifice and make my way there to Atlanta, because I believe that this prayer meeting is going to be a major turn and a major shift in a lot of people's life. There's nothing like prayer. I'm challenging every individual under the sound of my voice. Ha! Malabasha. Ha! Mikelebasa. Hey! Ilalababashata. To make it. Push your way. Press your way and get there to the meeting. Amen. In Atlanta, Georgia. That's the 18th and the 19th. And we're praying, we're praying, we're praying, we're praying up until the end of it. We're decreeing, we're declaring, and knowing that it shall be even as we've declared. Well, I'm here at the Bible study here in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I'm ready because this is our season for more. That's the word that God got us preaching, that it's your time for more. And you need to prepare yourself for the more that's getting ready to run you down. You are blessed. You are favored. You are anointed. Last time I read my Bible, it said no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Now, I believe that. Y'all shout about it, but I believe it. And I know that because God is the greatest power, you know I'll never, ever, 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 ever be defeated. You are blessed. You are favored. You are anointed. See you in Atlanta for a move of the Holy Ghost. Let's pray. Hey! Let's pray until something happens and believe God for the supernatural. I'll see you tonight. If you're in Charlotte, come on. Come on to Charlotte. Don't miss it. This is a power series, and you need to be a part of every part of this series because God told me that whatever I preach, he's going to manifest. See, healing took place during our Mission Accomplished series, but you folk that missed this series and wonder why prosperity don't hit your life is because you didn't get under this anointing. If God is specifying on increase, that you need to be giving like never before right now, because that's what he's specifying on. One of the brothers told me that they filled my tank up with $75. Amen. And that $75 fill up of the gas tank to the man of God turned into a $7,500 contract. That's the kind of God we serve. I told you, one of the keys to being blessed is blessing who's already blessed. Stop blessing folk that ain't got nothing. Bless who's already blessed. And watch what God does for you. You are blessed. You're anointed. You're favored. I'll see you tonight in Charlotte. You online better be watching. I'll see you in Houston Saturday. Amen. But I'll see you in Atlanta the 18th and the 19th for this prayer meeting. You are blessed. See you tonight. More grace.